SpaceX kicked off the first Sunday of June with the ignition of a Falcon 9 rocket at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station, the inaugural act in which what was intended to be a doubleheader of launches this weekend. However, the stubborn weather over the Atlantic Ocean had other plans, causing the cancellation of the second liftoff. Now, the pre-noon spectacle began at exactly 8:20 a.m. Eastern Time, as the Falcon 9 rocket roared into the clear blue Florida sky, in the first act of what was intended to be an awe-inspiring double feature today. Now, this marked the 27th successful launch from the Space Coast for this year, and the spotlight was then set to shift to the nearby Kennedy Space Center, where another Falcon 9 was being prepped for launch. But as the saying goes, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And the winds over the Atlantic recovery zone, where a SpaceX drone ship was patiently stationed to receive the returning Falcon 9, were simply too high for a safe launch. The Falcon 9, a 230-foot-tall marvel of modern engineering, soared through a southeast trajectory from Launch Complex 40, neatly navigating between Florida and the Bahamas. Its precious cargo included 22 second-generation Starlink satellites, all destined to join SpaceX's near-global constellation. About 8 minutes post-liftoff, the first-stage booster made its descent toward SpaceX's appropriately named just-read-the-instructions drone ship in the Atlantic Ocean. And for the uninitiated, SpaceX's Starlink project is an ambitious effort to deliver high-speed internet services to the most remote corners of the globe, as well as urban areas often overlooked by traditional providers. The second-generation model, endearingly nicknamed V2 Minis, currently orbits roughly 340 miles above the Earth, contributing to this global, important endeavor. Now, the list of Starlink customers recently breached the 1 million user mark, yet SpaceX shows no sign of slowing down, and plans are afoot to expand the orbital network with tens of thousands of satellites in the future. The target audience includes not just residential and business customers across all continents, but also vessels in motion, boats, planes, RVs, campers, and people who are on the go. And they're all set to receive seamless connectivity services through Starlink. However, the second launch for Sunday was scrubbed, and it was a minor hiccup in SpaceX's plans altogether, but undeterred, SpaceX and NASA together have retargeted their sights on Monday, June 5th at 11:47 a.m. Eastern Time for an instantaneous launch of the Falcon 9 rocket to the International Space Station. This one includes ferrying a cargo to the ISS from Kennedy Space Center's Pad 39A. And the resupply mission is a vital one, as it's responsible for the delivery of thousands of pounds of cargo and scientific experiments to the crew aboard the International Space Station. Now, when successful, this will be SpaceX's 28th cargo run for NASA, simultaneously marking the 28th mission launch from Florida for 2023. And while a successful doubleheader on Sunday would have indeed been noteworthy, wouldn't have set any new records for the quickest turnaround between two Florida missions. Now, this distinction still rests with NASA's legendary Gemini program, which astoundingly launched two separate vehicles in a window of approximately 90 minutes way back in 1966. Now, the Starlink mission is important because it will bring high-speed internet connectivity in an ever-growing effort to connect people in rural areas. And amid this scrub in the rescheduling, SpaceX will launch again on Monday morning. So please tune into our YouTube channel at Space News Pod for live coverage of that event. So that's it for today. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I will see you in the next one.